Discernment, this is Aratima. Today we're going to talk about what discernment is and how to apply it. It's a yogic term, it's a spiritual term that talks about knowing the difference between truth and illusion. And in order to do so, we have to start with a few things. First of all, we have to accept that there are two aspects to reality, the real and the unreal. We also need to know why it would be beneficial to begin this heroic journey of inquiry. And we have to become sensitive to the fact that this world is a projection of Source itself, like a hologram. It looks real, but it is not. We can run our hand through the picture. So this world has the additional component of density, and this doesn't make it any more real. We can continue to decide to be tricked, but we also know that science tells us that if we take science really seriously, that this world is in fact made from nothing. It is pure potentiality, and we are that as well. So if you really want to know this deeply, we have to apply it. So we become sensitive to the real when we begin to weed out all the concepts and belief systems that keep the illusory identity in place. In the beginning, we might not know what is real. We're driven by pain and pleasure. Motivation by pain and pleasure is the main driving force for the majority of people on this planet. And the question is, what motivates you right now to do what you're doing? Or to go after what you're going after? Is it motivated by pain? Or is it motivated by pleasure? Or is it motivated by truth? So we check in and see what is happening. For example, why are we going to the movie tonight? Is it because of avoidance of pain and hoping to gain pleasure? This sounds a bit strange to do this, but we are taught that one of those reasons is the true reason for making a choice. In the beginning, you just become conscious of it. You become aware that maybe it's because of pleasure, and that seems very normal. Of course, you like the movie and you want to go. That's what people do. What would it be like to not be motivated by either pain or pleasure? That's a good question. As long as those forces are at play, you will not know. When those forces begin to have less of a stronghold on us, the real will be able to stand out more clearly. So the less there is pleasure and pain motivation and not following that and withholding yourselves there, the more you're going to see the truth. And the real is like a very fine voice, a presence that's so intimately close to you. In fact, it is you. That as long as the mental forces of pain and pleasure are active, you cannot experience this true fine voice. We can say the real is outside of choice. It just is. It won't kick up a fuss. It won't really be a voice. Why? Because it's always present. It's outside the mind. It's not a word. It doesn't tell you, go to the movie or don't go to the movie. Discerning truth and illusion begins inside yourself. It is through your mind that you perceive, and you're beginning to clean out your perception. You begin to, for example, recognize your motivation for going to the movie. You still are caught in making a choice, but you're seeing what drives you. And in this way, in that moment, you uncover the illusory identity. So we become sensitive to our deeper motivations. Slowly, bit by bit, the weeding takes place, and we begin to see the real allowed to stand on its own. We become sensitive and able to let life stand on its own. We're so used to doing and manipulating and holding ourselves a certain way, which has produced and nurtured the continuity of the unreal identity, that allowing life to just be is a new way of being, a very new way of being. So we begin to sense where we're coming from, what motivates us. Motivation is related to motor, the driving force that pushes us into action. And you can also watch others. You become very sensitive and aware of what motivates other people. Why are they wanting things from you? Why they're interacting with you? Why they're showing up? What do they want from you? When we can clearly see the driving force, that in that moment we are detached and have stepped away. So we live for the real when we have no agendas. We're very pure. We just watch ourselves being full of contradictions, justifications, lies, and manipulations. We're just going to really look at the humanness of ourselves. We allow them to just be. We try not to fulfill them by falling through. We also don't push them away and push them into denial. And the more we let illusion melt back into source, the larger we become energetically. The energy, the aura of who you are begins to grow, becomes also more luminous, more spacious. We retrieve every piece of our original self, bit by bit. Let's think for a moment about photosynthesis. It is said that everything is made from light. Plants eat sunlight, we eat plants, animals eat plants, we eat animals, or we eat plants, whatever your diet is. We are made out of light. In the light of truth, we begin to see that there's only light, and that we are that light. And at some point in your meditation, you might actually perceive the transparency of all things around you, and the whole room will be bathed in white light, your body, everything. There's only that light, nothing else. So ultimately, there's only truth. But you don't know that. You have to make it real. You have to do the work to undo the habit of creating illusion. It is a habit. So when you say, I'm angry, this is not the truth. You are actually light. You are the light. When you say, I'm tired, bored, poor, lonely, you're not saying the truth. You cannot be that because you are that. So you begin noticing and allowing for a shift of meaning. You might say, I'm perceiving or experiencing tiredness. I'm experiencing perceiving poverty or boredom. But I am the self. And on the inside, you claim that and you practice it. You hold on to that. You're being it. You shift yourself into a new way of identifying. It feels like you're giving up a lot and not gaining much substance. Maybe because light is really not dense, but it is real. And you do not know yet the operating laws of living as the self. You do not know how real the light is. Because the mind cannot understand and recognize or register the density of light itself. It's not wired that way. In the Upanishads, it is said, it is written, lead me from the unreal to the real, from darkness lead me to light, from death lead me to immortality. What is truth and what is illusion? Discernment is knowing the difference. When we are real, we are happy, no matter what the circumstances. We are reality itself, our natural state is real. In order to be happy and feel good, we must know how to discern when we're being real and when we're being unreal. So we practice discernment. We begin accepting the notion that this world is not real. The way we perceive it through the senses is not real. The senses tell us that everything is separate and material, although science has proven that everything is made of space. We are pure space. The moment we can see that, which I want to hear equal with know, that it's all space, then we're actually not being attached and identified with what we are seeing. And when we are not identified and attached, we are free and liberated. We have true vision, and outside the paradigm of reactions we live, now we can act. So pure seeing is a combination of seeing the object and feeling, knowing the underlying substratum, which is space. I'm using the word space here because it begins with feeling the space around the physical and mental objects. But it is like a projection from the point of truth or self. So lead me from the unreal to the real. From darkness lead me to light. From death lead me to immortality.